and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A strike by Israeli fighter jets may have killed the man who led a terrorist group for more than three decades. Correspondent Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military announced that it killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and other top commanders in an airstrike on Beirut. Israel dropped bunker buster bombs on Hezbollah's headquarters, toppling several multi-story buildings. The military warned that more attacks are coming.
At least 45 people have been killed during the wretched reign of Hurricane Helene. One estimate says the storm caused between $15 and $26 billion in property damage. CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
Here in Tallahassee, the state capitol was spared a direct hit, but the deadly storm still took out trees and power lines. At the height of the hurricane, millions across the southeast were without power.
In Georgia, sparks flew as power lines were downed. Helene ripped the roof and walls from this building in Valdosta. North Carolina forecasters warned of nearly unprecedented flooding.
The Democratic presidential nominee visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since she began her campaign. CBS's Willie James Inman has that.
Former President Donald Trump slammed Vice President Kamala Harris's border policies during a campaign stop in Michigan.
If we lose, the next time we're going to have the same group of people in Caracas, Venezuela, because it's much safer than any place in our country if she wins. Much safer. So let's go to Caracas.
Harris made a trip to the border Friday evening to call for tighter security.
Those who cross our borders unlawfully will be apprehended and removed and barred from reentering for 5 years.
A suspected burglar has been killed in a shootout with police from the city of Smyrna and Cobb County, Georgia, at the huge Adventure Outdoors gun store. It happened around midnight. Here's Smyrna Police Chief Keith Zagonk.
When officers arrived, they encountered an armed gunman that was inside the store. He had made his way inside the store. Gunfire erupted between the gunman and officers on scene.
It's an embarrassing end for a baseball team.
The Chicago White Sox lost their post-1900s Major League record 121st game Friday night, falling 4-1 to the Detroit Tigers. The White Sox broke the mark of 120 set by the New York Mets in 1962 in their first season. The Cleveland Spiders hold the overall record, going 20-134 in 1899. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today. Highs around 80 degrees. Clear tonight. Lows around 51. Sunshine and upper 70s for Sunday. On Monday, sunny 78 and then turning cooler for Tuesday. Sunshine with a high near 62. 63 Wednesday.
Right now, it's 55.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. PROFHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Peatonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, early season bow deer and rough grouse hunting reports and a look at the work of Milwaukee Riverkeeper. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is in Alpena, Michigan this weekend for the Masters Walleye Circuit World Walleye Championship. We'll get a full report on that next week. And you know, it's hard to top a phenomenal trip to Lake of the Woods. I was there with a group 2 weeks ago, as you know if you listened to last week's show. We caught dozens of walleyes, perch, and crappies, and so last weekend was quite a comedown when I fished Lake Winnebago with my friend Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss and his neighbor John Gruber. This was my third outing on Winnebago this year, and all I caught this time were 2 sheep's head. I think in the 3 outings I have a total of 4 sheep's head to my credit for my Winnebago efforts this year. John caught a small walleye, and Lauren caught several perch, the only perch of the trip. And to say it was slow would be an extreme understatement. Of course, Lauren went back a couple of days later with another friend, and they caught a bunch more perch, but they worked all day to get, I think, 15 or 18 perch. That's Winnebago for you. We stopped at River House in Fond du Lac for bait and advice before we went out. Don said some folks were getting perch, but working hard for them. You know, I think it's time I try the Mississippi River, which is a lot closer for me. But I was at the Dave Cook Memorial Sporting Clays shoot, Shooting for Scholarships, it's called, last Friday. It was a great event with 104 shooters on 22 teams, and they raised over $12,000 to support scholarships for students in the building trades. It's something Dave Cook himself founded 7 years ago, and he died about 4 years ago, and his friends and family have carried on the tradition ever since. The top gun overall was Jason Karst. He shot a 48 on the pond course. We were at the Mayville Gun Club, and I was top gun, first time that's ever happened, on the woods course with a score of 45. And there were a couple guys who had 44s, including my teammate on Team Initial Design, Tom Gauthier. Tom had 44, and he missed, I think, 3 or 4 rabbits. He had trouble with those bunnies. Otherwise, he would have beat me because he was really cracking them. I'm looking forward to doing that again next year, and I hope other folks do as well. It's a great cause, and it helps support education for people in the building trades. Next weekend, I'm heading up to Bayfield to fish with my son, John. And that's, of course, Bayfield Applefest weekend. And his improv group, Lost in the Woods, has a gig Friday night at Adventure Club Brewing, which is just south of Bayfield on County Highway J. You just look for that big metal wolf sculpture there on the left side of the road as you're driving to Bayfield. If I get there early enough, I'll try to catch that performance. But our main focus will be trying to catch a muskie or two on flies and making sure our tree stands are ready for gun deer season, as I don't think I'll have a chance to get up there again before that. Well, coming up, Randy Smith from Pappas Trading Post offers advice for early season bow hunting. Rough Grouse Society Forest Conservation Coordinator Jared Elm reports on last weekend's grouse camp at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River, and he shares some grouse hunting tips. And Milwaukee Riverkeeper Executive Director Jennifer Bolger-Briceda talks about the work of that group and invites us to join them to plant trees along the Kinnickinnick River in a reforestation and restoration project. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time now for Madison Outdoors, and this is brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on Highway 14, just west of Arena. It's about a half hour west of Madison, and you can find them online at PappasTradingPost.com. Joining us now is Trading Post proprietor Randy Smith. Randy, thanks for joining us, and welcome back. We haven't talked to you for a while. Now, we usually talk to J.C. Chamberlain for these reports, but I understand he's out west somewhere.
He left to take his wife on an antelope hunt. She has a tag, and that's her first time ever doing it, so got to wish him luck.
Absolutely. Where are they hunting?
South Central Wyoming.
Okay. And will she be bow hunting or rifle?
She hasn't practiced with her bow too much this year, so going to try with a gun.
Okay. Well, it's even challenging with a gun. You know, it's never a slam dunk.
Yeah, they can see pretty good. So it's tough sneaking up on them.
Yeah, they can see well, and there's not a lot of cover out there, so that should be a fun hunt for them. Well, so we are a couple weeks into bow season. What are you and other folks at the store hearing or seeing?
The reports we've been hearing from the guys that have been hunting, they're not seeing a lot of big deer yet. There's a lot of doe activity since it's cooled down. But the one guy at the shop that's been out, he did see one of his best deer that he's got on camera. So they are moving a little bit.
Okay. He saw it, but didn't get a shot.
Yeah, there apparently was some extenuating circumstances, so he didn't get a shot at it.
There often are, yeah. Well, what advice have you got now for early season, the end of September and first couple weeks of October?
One of the things that we always talk about is, even though you're not seeing pictures and stuff on camera, there are deer that will show up, but seems like they have a way of avoiding the camera. So don't lose faith and get your
Yeah, my son had that experience. We hunt 120 acres in Bayfield County, and I think he's got a Cuddy Link system with 8 or 10 cameras. And he said, we know where we have deer there, but he said, I don't know where they are because they're not showing up on the cameras. If they don't walk in front of it, obviously it's not a 360 camera. You're not going to see them.
Correct.
Okay, so have faith that there are deer. But then where would you hunt? Water, food plots, natural foods? What options do you think are best?
If it has rain in your area, water is really, really good. And it seems like early and late, the deer is still coming out in the food plots. So either on the travel corridor between food and bedding or food and water.
Okay. And what are natural foods looking like this year? I have not really scoped out the oak woods yet. Last year we had a bumper acorn crop. Is that happening again this year, do you think?
It seems to be. I've heard a lot of people have been having issues with deer eating the acorns. The bow hunters that were bear hunting said that they all of a sudden, the bears quit hitting the bait too because the acorns started dropping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And apples, of course, are always a good option. I know JC likes to hunt orchards. About wild apples, I know some areas where there's a lone apple tree or two apple trees. We got some on our property up north, and the deer, obviously, they know where they are. Are those worth staking out if there's only a couple trees?
It's actually better if there's only a couple trees because it limits the number of places the deer can go.
Uh-huh.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should tell John that. Maybe he'll put a stand up by one of those trees. Have any hunters come in with bow issues now? We've been talking about getting your equipment ready, but it's the season and some people haven't done that kind of checking of their bows. Are you seeing that in the first couple of weeks?
Oh, we're seeing quite a bit of that. The thing that we've had a significant increase on lately is people that they pick up their vertical bow and drop back to see if they can still do that. And slips out of their hand, and next thing you know, they have to bring it back, get it fixed.
Yeah, so that's dry firing, accidental dry firing. Why is that bad for a bow?
Because you have to have an arrow or something on there to take up some of the energy when you shoot it. There's no weight on the string if you don't have an arrow. So nothing slows it down, and it's really a lot of excessive force on the limbs and the string and the cams.
And what happens typically? And that's just from one shot with no arrow there.
Yep.
I've done it with the stick bow back in the years when, you know, I was a finger shooter, but I've never done it with a crossbow or a compound. I suppose it's a problem with crossbows as well, right?
It is, but most of them have some dry fire inhibitor, so you can't shoot it. It won't either won't go on fire or it'll stop the string before it goes very far.
Uh-huh. And what if somebody does that? What can you do with the bow?
I mean, if it's some company that we deal with, we can purchase replacement parts to repair it so we can make them work again. But it's definitely a break in your season because you have to wait for the parts to arrive.
And how long does that take? I suppose it depends on the manufacturer. Okay. Well, assuming our equipment is working and we know where we're going to hunt and we've been hunting, what about in-season practice? Is it still a good idea to shoot a few arrows?
Yes. Anytime you can get a chance to shoot 10 or 15 times, it helps you stay in shape and keep your form where it needs to be.
Okay. You had some specials on the Cuddyback cameras and Raven crossbows. Is that still going on?
Of a bow that's going to go
All right. Well, before we let you go, what are your store hours now?
10 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 5 on Saturday.
All right. Well, Randy, thanks so much for that report. Good luck. I guess you haven't been hunting yet, but when you get out, good luck this season. And we'll catch up with JC when he gets back from Wyoming. That was Randy Smith, proprietor of Pappas Trading Post, with the Madison Report. They are located on Highway 14, just west of Arena. You can find them online as well at PappasTradingPost.com. And don't forget, they've got a 40-yard indoor range, so if you're buying a new bow or if you just want to shoot yours indoors, stop by and you can use that range whenever they're open. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee River Keeper is a science-based nonprofit advocacy organization that works for swimmable, fishable rivers throughout the Milwaukee River Basin. And that consists of actually three major rivers, the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnick, and their tributaries. And among its many activities, River Keeper monitors water quality, they sponsor annual river cleanup events, and they maintain an urban water trail map for kayakers and canoeists, and a swim guide app, and that's a new one to me, and they advocate for policies that will maintain or improve the integrity and recreational opportunities in the basin. Their website, where you can learn more, is MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org. Joining me now is Jennifer Bolger-Briseda, Executive Director of Milwaukee River Keeper. And Jennifer, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Well, I have talked with your river keeper, an old friend of mine, Cheryl Nen, a number of times, and I understand she's pretty busy right now. You have a major convention going on.
Yes, it's a very busy week for us. We are incredibly honored to be the host city for the Global Waterkeeper Alliance Conference. It's starting Wednesday and goes through Sunday morning, and there are over 250 waterkeepers from around the world, from 19 different countries, convening here in Milwaukee to network and learn and talk about all things water.
How did you swing that? Milwaukee is a major city, and you've got a big watershed, but gosh, could have been anywhere.
Yes, that is a very good point. We were not behind the decision making, but again, very honored and feel very privileged to be showing off our great city, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. Everybody's really enjoying the conference so far, and we've tried to pull in a few games and trivia and things so that people can get down to the river and see our city and not just be stuck in a conference room all day.
And Milwaukee River, for folks who don't know it, and the others as well, but especially the Milwaukee, is really in a corridor that is heavily wooded, has a lot of wildlife. When I lived in the area, I fished it quite a bit. And you don't even know you're in the city when you're on the river, say, north of Capitol Drive and in that area.
Yeah. I mean, even just north of North Avenue, which is even closer to downtown, there's a protected area called the Greenway. And Milwaukee River Keeper works with a lot of community partners to protect that area. There's a zoning overlay, and it really does a lot of great things. A, as you said, Dan, it makes it feel like when you're in the city, you're not. You're just surrounded by trees and wildlife and natural river space. And it also acts as a big sponge during huge rain events where it absorbs a lot of water that's coming into the system. It's a great recreational space in the city, and it's also a really important resource for us.
It certainly is, and I want to ask you about two events that are coming up soon, but before we get to them, I mentioned this is a fairly large area, more than 800 square miles.
three main rivers we've mentioned, 500 miles of perennial stream, 400 miles of intermittent stream, many miles of Lake Michigan shoreline. How do you manage all that? Of course, you're not managing it all, but how do you cover all that?
That's a good question. We rely on our volunteers. I mean, Milwaukee Riverkeeper would be nothing if it weren't for the community. And that's what it's really all about. It's about bringing the community to the river. And we actually zip in and out of 7 different counties in the Milwaukee River Basin, and the headwaters of the Milwaukee River start up in Fond du Lac County, and we have all kinds of different topography and people. We work with a lot of community partners. We love to collaborate, we love to partner, and we really rely on our volunteers to help move the needle and really make our work impactful.
And as you know, when I lived in the Milwaukee area, I was actively involved. I was a volunteer. I was on the very first board that founded what was the Friends of the Menominee River, and that grew into the Milwaukee Riverkeeper. My good friend Bob Boucher came up with that plan many, many years ago, and it has grown to be the organization that it is now. And you guys are doing wonderful things, and there's been a lot of improvement of the Milwaukee River and all three of the rivers in the watershed, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, in fact, Bob was at the conference. We were recognizing Bob for his founding of our organization and the great things he's done. And yes, there have been serious improvements in the watershed. They used to catch on fire just like the Cuyahoga and Ohio and all the other rivers, and it was so polluted. You couldn't really fish or swim in it. It was very much part of the sewer system. It still is, but we have a lot of tunnels and storage systems that help protect the river now. And then there's a lot of other things that are happening around the river. Dam removals. I think we've removed 11 dams from the waterway so far. We've worked on a lot of restoration projects. And when I say we, again, I am referring to certainly Milwaukee Riverkeeper, but also all the partners that we work with, from agencies to other community-based organizations throughout the entire watershed. We can't do this alone. We all need to work together. We monitor for water quality, and we kind of hover in general with a C-minus, D-plus overall, but there's a lot of grade, too. We get a lot of A's in a lot of categories, so I think there are some great improvements. One other really big one I'll just mention is the area of concern. We've got a lot of legacy contamination at the bottom of the river from our machine shop days, when we were the machine shop to the world and had foundries and tanneries and all sorts of factories, breweries. Everybody was using the river to make their widgets and sell their wares. And all of that is still at the bottom of the river. And it's impacting, you know, our ability to recreate, our ability to fish, and for aquatic life. And so this community in Milwaukee, the great city that we are, you know, we've all come together and locked arms and decided that we want to clean this up in record time and, you know, in a really great way. So the area of concern is another huge project that's going to really move the needle, especially from Milwaukee Riverkeeper's perspective in terms of improving water quality.
Well, Jennifer, there still is room for improvement, but you have made great strides. I know there are fish passages around several dams, the Clutch Park Dam in particular, where we used to shoot our intros for Outdoor Wisconsin, the Esterbrook Dam removal that we talked to Cheryl about a number of years ago, and there are many more species of native fish that get up the river now, and it's much cleaner than it was 20 years ago, due in great part to the efforts of your volunteers.
Return to the river, which is really exciting. There's been a large effort at the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, and River Edge, and a handful of other groups that have been working to basically restock sturgeon to the Milwaukee River because they've been extinct here. They take about 20 years to go out to the lake and then about 20 years to come back to the river to spawn, and we're finally starting to see some mature males come back into the river, which is really exciting. That's going to be a pretty fantastic thing when we start seeing sturgeon spawning.
Yeah, for sure. I was involved in releasing some of those sturgeon in Thiensville, at least 10 years ago, maybe 20 now.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we mentioned volunteers. You have an annual membership meeting coming up October 17th. Tell us about that, where it is, and what you're going to do.
Yeah, we have an event every year. It's kind of a volunteer appreciation event. It's free. It's open to the public. It's at the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences, 600 East Greenfield, right near the Allen Bradley Clock in Milwaukee. It starts at 5:30. We have cash bar and heavy appetizers, and we kind of show off our work. We invite our volunteers to come and be recognized. We try to connect with the public and share a little bit about our work and what we're doing. We hand out some River Hero Awards to people who have really gone above and beyond with us over the years. And so it's really just about food and fellowship and spending an evening together talking about the river.
And you said it's open to all, so people can just show up, or should they register ahead of time?
It would be great if people could register on our website, but we also accept drop-ins, too.
Okay. And then another event, actually two events, on the Kinnickinnick River and the Kinnickinnick River Parkway, an invasive plant removal and then tree planting. And those are going to happen on two Saturdays, in October the 19th for the removal and the 2nd of November for the planting. I know that there are a lot of invasives like garlic mustard and buckthorn everywhere along the rivers, but tree planting, what's going on there?
Annual spring cleanup in April of 2025, which is pretty amazing that we've been doing it for this long. But on this day, we get about 4,500 volunteers or more, and they come out to the river in all different places. We have like 100 different sites all up and down the river, so everybody can find something close to their work or play or home. And those volunteers remove about 100,000 pounds of trash in one day, which is a lot. We wish that would be the end of it, right? Unfortunately, it's not. So we have an Adopt a River program, and that allows people to adopt a section of the river throughout the year and do a cleanup more than just that one day. The bad news is we have to keep doing this massive cleanup, right? But the good news is some of our sites have need for additional work other than just trash. So we are starting to do some invasive removal and tree planting at some sites. And this one, Mick River Parkway, the site that we're doing, is sort of a joint effort with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, Milwaukee County Park, and we are going out to do some tree planting in an area where there's been a lot of weeds that have died because of the emerald ash borer. And so we're just working on doing a little reforestation there through our Adopt a River program.
Fantastic. Well, we've got to let you go, but people can learn about these events and sign up to participate on your website, correct?
Yes, we have all events all year long, and we love to bring new people to the river, so we'd love to have anybody come and sign up and learn more.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and I hope the rest of the conference goes well, and that the work that you are doing just keeps on happening, that your volunteers keep the programs going, and, you know, the Milwaukee River is much cleaner than it used to be, and it looks like a bright future for the rivers.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Dan, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right, thank you. Jennifer Bolger-Breseda is the Executive Director of Milwaukee River Keeper. Their website, again, where you can learn all about the things we've talked about and sign up to come to those events and maybe volunteer to help clean up the rivers, is MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena, or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Israel claims it's killed the leader of the Hezbollah terrorist group in a raid on southern Lebanon. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
By taking out the leader of the group, who's been in power of Hezbollah for several decades, I mean, this is a huge moment.
The UN says more than 211,000 people have been displaced in southern Lebanon. They've been fleeing intense Israeli airstrikes. Hurricane Helene caused 45 deaths and billions of dollars in property damage, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said it could have been much worse.
Most of what the hurricane hit was basically trees and uninhabited. If all that was inhabited, I mean, you would see so much more damage.
Former President Trump told supporters in Warren, Michigan, that if he's elected, he'll rejuvenate the car-making industry.
We're going to bring the automobile business back to this area where it started, and we're going to bring it back at levels that have never been seen before.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today. Highs around 80 degrees. Clear tonight, lows around 51. Sunshine and upper 70s for Sunday. On Monday, sunny 78 and then turning cooler for Tuesday. Sunshine with a high near 62. 63 Wednesday.
Right now, it's 55.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The ruffed grouse and American woodcock societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years now. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us now is Jared Elm. He's the Wisconsin Forest Conservation Coordinator for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. Jared, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to come and talk to you.
Sounds good. Forest Conservation Coordinator, what does that job entail? What kind of work does this actually entail on the ground? And working with private landowners, is there a charge for that? So if someone has an NRCS grant, do they contact you afterwards, or do they start by contacting you? Okay. Well, last weekend was grouse camp in Eagle River. How did that go?
It was great. They had great weather. I wasn't able to attend. also Woodcock opener at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River. It's catered to folks that maybe have experience with hunting in the outdoors but are interested in rough grouse and woodcock hunting, don't have a lot of experience. It's kind of a mentored hunting opportunity where there are workshops, seminars that talk about different aspects of grouse and woodcock hunting. If you're not very experienced, you're paired with a mentor and head out to the field and kind of learn what to look for and how to navigate through the different covers that grouse live in. And hopefully folks that attend get a starting point on how to develop their own hunting career in the upland.
Yeah, I attended the first year, and I haven't been back, but we had a good time and took some young shooters out who had not hunted grouse and woodcock, and I think they've continued. They were very fired up.
Yeah, it's a really fun opportunity, and we generally host it annually, so if those listening missed out this year, keep it on your calendar for next year.
Okay. Well, have you been hunting yourself?
I have. I've been out a fair amount. I've been pretty happy both pre-season training and now that the season has started a couple weeks ago with the number of birds I've been seeing. Most folks that I've talked to have been running into broods and family groups still. Some of those are beginning to disperse and start finding more singles and individual birds compared to big groups early in the year. But anecdotally, things look good. Drumming counts were up this year, and overall we had fairly favorable spring nesting and hatch conditions. It should be a good year for those that are hitting the woods.
All right. Well, how about advice for hunters who maybe don't have places where they have hunted before, they're looking for new places, or they're totally new to grouse hunting? What advice do you have?
The state of Wisconsin has a tool called F-Flight, which shows areas that have undergone timber harvest roughly 5 to 20 years ago that creates the habitat that grouse generally live in the fall. That can it also provide a framework of where the public lands are located throughout the state. That can be a great tool. And obviously our partners at Onyx Hunt, which is an app both on your phone and your computer, have different layers that show different forest vegetation, timber harvest histories that folks can use. And it's really a pretty invaluable tool to learn where you're at on the different tracts of public land to make sure you don't get lost and know where you're at. And then two, you know, local biologists with the state and even county foresters and other folks can be great resources for those coming from a long ways to maybe get you pointed in the right direction. But, you know, there's certainly no substitute for time and blue weather, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I have had pretty good success hunting county forest land in the past, so I know that's a good source because there's a lot of forest management done on not every county forest, but they tend to be more aggressive and more regular, I guess I would say, in managing aspen and other species.
Yeah, it's a great resource we have in the state, and it is our largest land ownership in the state is the county forest system in the northern forest. Some counties, too, if you know which county you're heading towards, have grouse management areas with maps on the county forest website. Those grouse management areas can be a good place to start because most of them are foot access only.
And for folks who are just going to be driving around, or once you get the map, you're still going to be looking for the right kind of habitat, what do you look for this time of year?
You know, at this time of year, grouse like young, dense cover. So a lot of people generally say aspen, that is silver dollar sized or less, is pretty ideal. Towards later in the year, they disperse into somewhat older forests and a broader range of territory. But this time of year, I'm really looking for just really dense, either young aspen or oak forests, or areas with a strong brushy component, whether it's alder or other upland shrubs. And two, it's been fairly unseasonably warm, so a lot of bird contacts lately have been coming on the edges of wetlands and tag alder swamps and other areas with moisture as well.
Yep. And silver dollar aspen, you're talking trunk diameter, right?
Correct, yeah, about 1 to 2 inches in diameter.
Got it, okay. Well, in addition to hunting and grouse camp, this is fall banquet season, right?
Yeah, we have several banquets throughout the state. Go to roughgrousesociety.org. We have an event tab that'll show you where the banquets and events are throughout the state. Some of them also coincide with some really fantastic one, so if they're not already sold out, you're going to be in the area, that time frame, and it's a good event. But we certainly have others scattered throughout the state over the next couple months as well. We have quite a few spring banquets, too, if you want to take a look and get something on your calendar.
All right. Well, Jared, thanks so much for that report, and I hope you have continued good luck in the woods this season, and we'll catch up with you or another staff member next month.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Jared Elm is the Wisconsin Forest Conservation Coordinator for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodpeck Societies. Their website is ruffedgrousesociety.org, where you can learn all about what we talked about and even more. And if you're looking for places to hunt, try the DNR website. You'll find links there to more information. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got almost 50 2024 model year Crestliners marked down with clearance prices ready to go. And winterizing supplies are in stock for the do-it-yourselfer, or you can drop off your boat and have them winterize it. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, West Beach, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-PeteandWell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is available as a podcast on many platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. And we're all over social media. You can find Jeff online at Hardwater Jeff, and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Wisconsin's Youth Deer Hunt will take place next weekend, October 5th and 6th, and Wisconsin residents and non-residents under the age of 16 are eligible to hunt with or without a hunter education certificate as long as they have the supervision of a mentor who is at least 18 years of age. There are more details, and to learn all about the opportunities and the rules, visit the DNR website, keywords, Youth Deer Hunt. The DNR will host open houses at the Wild Rose Fish Hatchery and two spawning facilities in October. These are free events, and visitors will have a chance to see fish up close and learn how hatcheries and spawning facilities help sustain Wisconsin fish populations. Those are coming up on Saturday, October 12th in Kewaunee, and the Root River Steelhead Facility in Racine, and Saturday, October 26th, at the Wild Rose Fish Hatchery. To learn more now, visit the DNR website, keywords, events calendar. You know, it seems every week there are more incidents of wolves attacking hunting dogs. Most of them are bear hounds, but some bird dogs as well. And last weekend, if you haven't heard about this, 19-year-old Chase Melton shot a wolf at close range when a pack of wolves approached the duck blind he was in with two younger hunters. You can read the story on the Meat Eater website, themeateater.com. Just search for Surrounded by Wolves. And as of Thursday evening, the incident was still under investigation, according to DNR wolf biologist Randy Johnson. If you're a vodka drinker, there's a brand new small batch vodka called Lake Effect Vodka. Produced and bottled in Milwaukee and available at Woodman's Markets and soon at other retailers. Lake Effect founder Big Al Fultman has announced that a portion of the proceeds from the sale of each bottle will support the conservation of our Great Lakes and surrounding areas. For more information, visit lakeeffectvodka.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance, accompanied by his son Rowan Nelson Ferris, Ed Willett, Jack Gunderson, Otis McLennan, and that fly fishing drummer Tom Mitchell, will be a matinee at 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 20th, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. That's the former steak pit for you locals up there, but you probably know that already. Tickets are $20 and worth every penny. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of his upcoming performances, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
In the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Christian.